self-force regularization of a point particle for generic orbits in Kerr spacetime, electromagnetic and gravitational cases, by Anna Heffernan. The self-force is the leading method in modeling waveforms for extreme mass ratio in spirals, a key target of ESA's future space-based gravitational wave detector LISA. In modeling these systems, one approximates the smaller body as a point particle, leading to problematic singularities that need to be removed. Modeling of this singular structure has settled on the Dwyer-Whiting singular field as the gold standard. As a solution to the governing wave equation itself, on removal, it leaves a smooth regular field that is a solution to the homogeneous wave equation, much like its well-established flat spacetime counterpart. The mode sum method enables subtraction of this singularity mode by mode via a spherical harmonic decomposition. The more modes one has, the faster the convergence in the L sum, making these expressions highly beneficial, especially considering the heavy computational burden of waveform production. Until recently, only the two leading orders were known for generic orbits in Kerr spacetime. In a previous paper, we produced the next non-zero parameter for a scalar charge particle in curved spacetime, laying the groundwork for the electromagnetic and gravitational case which we present here. This was self-force regularization of a point particle for generic orbits in Kerr spacetime, electromagnetic and gravitational cases, by Anna Heffernan.